and answer before the Q loses you 1 point. All right, so everybody is going to answer every question, and we're all going to answer at the same time. Like, I'm going to say go. Well, yeah, we're just going to leave it at go for today. I'm going to give it a little a more creative Q word later on. But for today, we'll just say go. When I say go, you hit send, and all the answers spill out, and then we see who's right and who's wrong, and we count it up, okay? So that's how we're going to run it. Is there anybody that does not understand? All right, wonderful. First question. Name one power granted to Congress. Real simple and easy. Start typing it in. You're going to get a few seconds here. Name one power granted to Congress. Actually, you know what? I don't even need this stopwatch. I was all excited about my stopwatch, but really I don't need it because it's not about being the fastest. It's just about getting the answer right. All right? We're all going to answer at the same time anyway. So hopefully you've been looking. Hopefully you have one, and currently your fingers are typing because seconds are ticking down, down, down. And get ready to press send. I'm about to give you the cue. Put the cursor over send. Your fingers on it. You're sweating. You want to be the first one. Go! All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got here. Decide how to spend money. Ife, that's correct. You have 2 points. Now, normally, I'm going to keep track of points. But I'm not really set up to do it actually right now. So we're going to do this on the honor system today. I feel like I can trust y'all. I feel like I can trust y'all. So keep track of your points. Ife, you have 2. Kanke, you have 2 points. Good answer. Akila, good answer. You have 2 points. Yeah, money? What's that mean? Money? I don't understand that. Money? They got money. They need money. They love money. They make money. Print money. Spend money. Burn money. Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have? Yeah, so I'm not gonna take a point off from you, but you don't get points. But you don't lose points either. You just need more details. More details. Amira declares war. Amira, 2 points. And did I get everybody? I feel like I'm missing somebody. Actually, yeah, I think I did get the first one. Okay. All right, good. Next question. Okay. Congress cannot pass a law that punishes a person without a trial. You have to have a trial, and there's no law that Congress can pass to punish a person without a trial. What is the name of such a law? What's the name of a law that punishes a person without a trial? What's that called? Start typing it in.
Sean, can you please repeat the question? I just had to sign out because I was sorry.
Okay. Sorry. No problem. No problem. I apologize if I was unclear also. I think we got, I said, Char, we got you on the last one, I believe. I think you had 2 points. You had the first answer. You had the first one, I believe, right? Yeah. All right. The question was, what is the name? What is a law called that punishes a person without a trial? Congress is forbidden from passing this type of law, but what is this type of law called? What's the name of it? What do they call a law that punishes a person without even giving them a trial? That's the question. You should be typing it in. You only got a couple more seconds. The name of the law that punishes a person without a trial. Congress is forbidden to pass one of these laws. Ready, set, go. Remember, you don't have to be first. You're still gonna get the points. I don't know, maybe I should give an extra point to the person who comes first, but let's see, let me go back to the top here. All right, Ife, bill of attainder is correct, 2 points. Isachar, bill of attainder is correct, 2 points. Aquila, ex post facto actually means if we make it legal, illegal to cross the street today. If the law passed today that makes it illegal to cross the street, then you can't come and arrest me for crossing the street yesterday. That's ex post facto. So that's incorrect. Good guess, though. We got let's see, that was a key. Yeah, Akanke, Bill of Attainder is correct, 2 points. Niyasha, 2 points. Good job, Akilah. Akilah, what you all manning about? All right. Everybody mark up your points. Y'all with me? Everybody doing all right?
Yes, I'm keeping score over here. So to be clear, Akilah got it wrong, so she got 1 point taken away, right?
My faithful scorekeeper. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, if they get it wrong, take them points off. You know, that's the way the game goes. We don't make rules for no reason. We do not make rules for no reason. All right, next question. How many representatives are there in the House of Representatives? This one you're only going to get a couple seconds for. I think you guys have actually touched on this already, so you should know it. It's only three numbers you need to type in. How many in the House of Representatives? Hopefully you got it there, and you're moving toward the send button. Go.
I'm on delay, so I didn't hear you until like after everybody was typing in their answer. So.
Oh man, that hurts. That hurts. I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens. Can't hear me? Is my volume? Is my volume wrong? 435 was the correct answer. So go ahead and mark down your points if you got 435. Did we miss somebody? Who am I? Did Akanka answer that one? She got it. She got it. All right. Next question. What is the term of office of a senator? How long is a senator going to be a senator? How long do you stay in as a senator? You're looking it up. The term of the office of a senator. You're typing it in. Hopefully you're pretty much done. You're coming up on your last couple questions. You're making a move toward the go. Okay, y'all on your game. Y'all on your game. All right, all right. All right, true or false? True or false? The Congress can declare war. The Congress can declare war. Is that true? Can they really? You sure? I don't know. I don't know if they can do that. That seems like a whole lot of power. So I don't know. You figure it out. Hopefully you've done a T or a F or a true or a false or a yay or a nay or something. And you're moving toward the send button. And go. Oh man, I must be making it too easy for you guys. I must be making it too easy. True. I think everybody got that one right. They can declare war. Scorekeeper, can let's check in. What's it looking like? What's the score?
Okay. I think if I'm scoring correctly, well, there's a lot of ties. So for people who have gotten it right since the first one, I think we have 8 points. Because if I'm correct, we have had 4 questions. And for some others, it's a little bit lower. You want me to tell you the exact grade like that?
I mean, it's not grades, you know. It's not like personal information, you know, where we need to shield the folks that may, the people that have less points. They just setting you up for the grand comeback. So yeah, let me know. Just run down top to bottom. What's it looking like?
Okay, well, hold on. I gotta score these last ones real quick.
Can I ask another question while you do that, or is that gonna distract you?
Yeah, that will distract me.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody, while she's adding that up, just kind of peruse over this page real quick. Get yourself familiar. The next question is coming from somewhere off this page. Just kind of, this is something that I'm going to want you to review later, too, after class. We're going to move on to just a couple more questions. But I want you to be familiar not only with this one, but I need you to check out the powers of the other two branches as well. And look at that. And then, again, always in the context of how does this relate to the country that you're studying, and how does, thank you very much, Akilah, and how does this relate if you are building a nation of your own? Would you allow your Congress to have these same powers? Would you keep some? Would you throw some out? What about the African country you're studying? Does their Congress have these same powers? How is their Congress different from this one? And is that for the better or for the worst? How does that affect our people, the different styles? Okay? When you're working on your project and you're creating your presentations, this is the type of information that you should be integrating into your presentations. Good. And what is the effect on the people? What is the effect of the people on the people that Madagascar doesn't have a Congress? Okay. Which of these attributes of a Congress should Madagascar implement if they were to implement one? Congress makes the laws, the legislature, both of them, the House or the Senate, can create a law. But it takes both to pass it. I'm going to get that process for you guys in a second, too. All right, what's the score? I see you have the score. What is it?
Okay, so for that question, I think it was about two questions ago, when Aquila and Amir they were on delay or something, or they couldn't hear. I sort of gave that to them, but that's kind of up to you whether you want to do that or not. That would change their score. But myself, Akanke, Ajachar, and Amira are tied at 8, and Aquila is at 7, and Nash is at 6.
All right. Yeah, I don't think we're giving out freebies. You know, it's rough sometimes out there. You know, this is life, and, you know, sometimes we hit speed bumps and we weren't expecting them, and it just means you got to come back the next time, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, you might hurt your ankle while you drive into the basket, but that don't mean you can't play defense on the other end. You got to just buckle down, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. So, but you know, I won't, if you had a technical issue, I won't take away points. You just won't earn points. All right, we're going to do just a few more questions. We're going to see who's going to pull this thing out, see if we can break this tie. All right. Give me an example of a power that Congress has relating to regulations. What type of regulations do they have the power to create or to pass or to amend?
You want an example?
Yes, I want you to give me an example of one of the regulations that Congress has the power to create. Type that in. Don't send it yet. You guys are pretty good. I haven't had anybody send the answer in early. I thought I was going to catch somebody slipping, but apparently not. Regulations. You're looking for regulations that the Congress can create. Go. I said Charles trying to get some extra points here, putting them all down. Think he's slick. I'm not mad. Looks like everybody got it right. Hold on, let me scroll back up real fast. All right, good. Akanke was real quick on the draw. We got y'all fast with it. Y'all pretty fast with it. Akanke, 2 points. Akila, 2 points. Ife, 2 points. Nyasha, 2 points. Isachar, you're just going to get your 2 points. You're going for 10, but you're going to get 2. And think what? We don't have Amira. Where's Amira? Did Amira answer it? All right. I'm sure the scorekeeper caught it, whether she did or didn't. Seems like the scorekeeper has taken her job very, very seriously, which is good. Two more questions. Actually, one more question. Matter of fact, this question is going to be up to 5 points. You can earn anywhere from 1 to 5 points depending on how well you answer this question. This is it. Make you or break you right here. This is for the game. And then we're going to wrap it up. Yeah, you ready, huh? All right. You like how I'm building up the suspense right here on you, huh? You like that? Building it up. All right. This one, you're only going to have a short amount of time. Time is getting short. So, I need for you no copy and pasting. No copying and pasting. I need for you to translate into your own words. And I know you guys are super intelligent, intelligent folks, but I want you to give me a simple, basic, explanation, translation for the block on what it is habeas corpus. What is habeas corpus? I don't understand what that is. I don't know. I need to know what is habeas corpus. And I need to know. Yeah, that's what I need to know. Habeas corpus. Hopefully you've already started typing because I might just say, nope, not quite yet. Not quite yet. You thought it was, but it wasn't. Got a couple more seconds. Habeas corpus. What is it? I need a good explanation. Clear, concise, but simple, simple, easy to understand. Time's getting short. No! I feel like I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? Who am I missing? Is Amira with us still? Did she answer? I don't think Amira answered. And then, who else? Did I get everybody else? What? Ife didn't answer? Say dang so. All right, let's look at the.
Is because it my computer freezes and so it might not go all the way through or something. But I said the habeas corpus protects people from illegal imprisonment.
All right. Yeah, I had a problem too, real quick. If anybody has the full text, I've had to jump in and out a couple times today, and so my text keeps getting broken up. So if anybody has the full text at the end of the class, if somebody could email that to me, or yeah, that would probably be the best way. If you could email it to me, that would be great. And if somebody could copy and paste the answers. And we can run through, and I'll give you these points, and then we'll get you out of here to your break. I know you're looking forward to your break. Okay.
Did you say put in all the answers of all the text chat?
I think I have them now. I think I have them. Let me run through the ones I have, and if I miss somebody, then we can paste those in, and we can go through those. All right. First, I got Nyasha. Again, if I'm pronouncing y'all's names wrong, please let me know. Nyasha? Nyasha? Nyasha. Habeas corpus is a law that protects people from illegal imprisonment so somebody can't go to jail for. Okay. How many points are we going to give for that answer? Protects people from illegal imprisonment.
Brother Sean, that wasn't my answer. That was Akilah's answer, I believe.
Okay, I got you. Now I see it. Now I see it. I see what her name is. All right, hold on one second. All right, sorry about that, y'all. Trying to work it out over here. All right. Akilah, I'm gonna give you 4 points. You're gonna get 4 points. The reason you're not getting the full five is because you didn't mention anything about going to court or needing, getting a fair trial. Isakar, jail without going to court. Actually, Akilah, you're gonna get three. Isakar, you're gonna get four. The one thing you left out was having the right to have your charges explained to you. Takes people from giving a prison a conque. I'm gonna give you two. Yasha three. Legal imprisonment. Ife, I think you might have got the full five. Hold on, hold on. Yes, Ife, 5 points. Habeas corpus protects people from illegal imprisonment. Says the reason for arrest has to be explained to the person arrested and to the judge. Keeps you from just throwing you in jail for no reason, supposedly, anyways. Okay, my fault, got you. CH, Isachar. Okay. Miss anybody? If not, let's get the score, and then I can wrap this thing up. I know we over. I know y'all watching the clock. What's the score? Keela said she keeping her own score. She don't need anybody else keeping her score. She got it. 10 points, huh? Where's my scorekeeper? We got a score out there for everybody besides Akila? Were y'all keeping your own scores? Oh, now see, now Akanke's over there taking guesses. I don't know what happened to our official scorekeeper, but, Isachar, how many do you have? How many points you got? Did we end in a tie? I think we got Akanke and Isachar at 14 points. Might be the highest. I don't know if you can hear it, but the crowd is cheering loudly right now, going crazy. The confetti's dropping from the ceiling. It's real exciting. Oh, Ife got 15. Where is she? Yeah, with me? Okay. All right. She got a bonus 5. Okay. Yeah, everybody give props to Ife. I don't even know if she's here, but... Yeah, in the future, there will be prizes. I don't have a prize today, but in the future, I do love to have prizes. I do love using games and healthy competitions for learning, so just prepare for that. Appreciate y'all today. Y'all been working good. Trying to get this link for you for 2 seconds. Hold, bear with me for 2 seconds. All right. Here's a page in the wiki. I'm feeling real high tech, so I'm making wiki pages and stuff, brushing my shoulders off. So, oh, Ife's back, the grand champion, glad you could join us. See, when you the champ, you just kind of stroll in, you know. Anyway, I'm just messing with you. But, if you see the link up here, you can, that's a wiki page that basically was an outline of what we are covering today. I'm going to be working to, oh, well, she said don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. All right, so, where was I? Lost myself with the LL Cool J quote. Yeah, hit up the link, and matter of fact, go ahead and pull that up now. And that's basically a outline of what we are covering today. We didn't get to a couple things. I did want you to look at the... You guys have your reading, right, as far as the destruction of black civilization. Type in a yes or no for me, please. In that reading on pages, you'll see on the outline... 358. No, it starts on 357, 358. You guys don't have this reading? Okay, I thought you did. All right, well, don't worry about that then.
Okay. If you can hear me, because I couldn't hear me before, but are you, is that like something that we had before, an assignment we had before, or is that a new assignment?
I thought you guys already had, this reading. It's the piece that has the basically the model for the African constitution and kind of gives an outline for an African model of government. Yeah, I think there is a PDF. It's not a full thing. It's just it is a few pages. And a piece of that on 357 in the next page, I think it goes to 359 and 358. You can check out, it kind of discusses specifically for the legislature, and that's the destruction of black civilization. I'll find the PDF link, and I'll include that. It's not going to be in the outline right now, but I'll get the PDF link and get it into the outline. Thank you, Ife. Yeah, so... That, and then there's also an interesting article kind of looking at, in terms of the Senate right now, a lot of the criminal behavior of senators and representatives how many of them have been arrested for drunk driving and beating up their wives and drug possession and use and all kind of good stuff. You have that link on there too. I want you to check that out. There was an interesting thing we didn't really get to discuss in that article, talking about the Philippines, where at the end she kind of went off about, you know, we just need to get some people of good character into the Congress, and that's what will actually make it work. It's more importantly than it being unicameral or bicameral, is if you have people of integrity at the wheel actually trying to move the process forward for the benefit of the people. That's what it's really going to take. And so I just wanted you to check out that other article just to kind of give you a snapshot of the caliber of character of the people that's running the Congress of the country that we live in. So check that out. All the links and all the reading material, review it in depth. And again, always in relation to, I'll get the link into the, type a yes or no. Does everybody see the outline? Or do you have the link to the outline? It's in my folder on Wiki. So it's not in there right now, but I'll get the link to that reading material also, to the PDF that's online. Thank you, Akila. And, so that you guys can find that reading. But I'm not talking about just that one, but just all the different reading materials that are in the outline. Most of them we've gone through today, a couple we didn't. So check that out, review that, and we need to do a check-in too on your projects. But I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the break. I believe you guys usually get 15 minutes, yes? Right now? How much? Yes. All right, so we went a little bit over. So let's come back around 11:05 and get ready to get started on the writing Ashe, and we'll come back a little bit to some of this stuff. All right, so 15 minutes starting now. Yes, thank you. I forgot about appreciations. I appreciate you, Akila, for reminding me about appreciations. Please include your appreciations. And then take your break.
I appreciate you guys for coming to class today. I appreciate Brother Sean for teaching us. It was a very fun class. And have a great break.
I appreciate everyone for coming to class, for being here and contributing, for paying attention. And I appreciate Brother Sean for the game. It was really fun. I really appreciate it. And for the information. I appreciate me for winning. Yay! I'm just playing. But I appreciate all of y'all. And I had a great time. So I'll see y'all next class.
I appreciate Baba Sean for this class. It was fun. I appreciate my classmates for participating and everything. And I'll see y'all in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody. Y'all did a great job. Very attentive. I like the pace that we are moving at today. Y'all did a great job. Happy birthday at Conque on Sunday. And if I forget who it was, but if somebody could, at the end of these appreciations, save the text chat for me and then email that to me at some point. Let me know if you need my email. I'd appreciate it. Happy birthday to Akila, celebrating her birthday yesterday. How old are you, Akila? Akila's out. She out celebrating. Unique all late to the game, coming in all late at the end of class. Now, this is, we just finished up comparative government. We're going to be doing writing Ashe in here at 11:05. Yeah, it's about to be writing Ashe. So, yeah.
We need to get y'all a schedule because y'all be coming in our classes all times of the day not knowing where y'all at. And I think it would help y'all out if y'all had the schedule so y'all could see what class was going on before you come in here. But that's on the ISI. You
want to
use that.
Okay. Sorry about that. I got a little excited because I finally got in here as an administrator. So now I'm going to be trying to figure out all my little tricks that I can do as the administrator, so y'all bear with me. Do you guys have the, I don't know if it's a PDF you guys are dealing with, but for the different writing strategies? Alright, cool, Unique. Unique, don't be all quiet and stuff, though. If you're going to sit in, you got to, you know, step up to the mic. Do the rest of y'all have the reading I'm talking about? We're going to be dealing with narration and description. Lesson 21, 156.
Akilah, it's the same PDF that we had before, the exposition PDF. And the page, if I'm correct, is 156. Lesson 21, narration and description in exposition.
All right, I got Isachar there. Anybody else, everybody who's there, let me know. Not now, but right now.